time to say hello to our regular Men's Shed correspondent, Peter Head. It's great to have you in the studio.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners.
Are you looking well? You've been keeping your steps up?
Yeah, they're still going. Yeah. I'm up over 3 million now. So.
Oh, very impressive. Very impressive, Peter.
Yeah.
Now, it's not the only thing that keeps you busy. Obviously, you're heavily involved in Men's Sheds, and we're going to do a whip around this morning and find out what everyone's been up to. But let's start with Matt Gambier. I know you've had your AGM.
Yeah, we've had the AGM just recently, and Peter Halliday has been duly elected president again, and we've also got 3 new committee members on there this year. And also a reminder that it's a new year and memberships are due, so all those that haven't paid as yet, it's time to start paying up. And going by last year, we had 88 members, so we've got a few to go yet.
Right. So what are some of the things the Shed's working on or got coming up?
Well, sometime in March or April, we've got U3A coming out to visit and see what we do out at the Shed. And with the racetrack up and going again now, we're going to be involved in running the gates again this year. And sometime shortly in the next, 3 or 4 months, we've got the Strokes Foundation of Australia coming over and having a bit of a talk with us. We've made up some therapy boards for one of the aged care facilities here in the town. That's just got nuts and bolts so they can use their fingers a little bit and keep them active. And we've been doing some wooden planter boxes so they can grow some cacti for, I think it's the Cacti Association here in Mount Gambier.
Great.
And a couple of the fellas there have been doing rebuilding the rigging on one of these, I suppose you call them a toy sailing boat type thing. So, that's been keeping them busy with that, putting all the new ropes and sails and so forth on it. And we've just finished a sizzler out at Bunnings not so long ago, and that made quite a considerable amount for the Shed for money-wise.
Fantastic. Well, let's have a look at what Panola's been up to, and they've been working on their extensions to their shed.
Yeah, well, as we all know, Panola have got a new shed up there, another shed, I should say. They've now got 2 together. And so they've been, most of their work has been involved in getting that up and running. So they've done all the electrical work, that's finished. And a local particle board company here in Mount Gambier has supplied a considerable amount of timber or particle board for them to line their walls with, and that'll keep it fairly warm for the winter and a bit cooler in the summer. So that should work all right for them up there.
Fantastic. So let's head up the road to Narracourt, and they've been doing some work with the Independent Learning Centre.
Yeah, the Independent Learning Centre have a couple of people coming in there. They've got a young fella in there, and he's making a park bench while he's in there. That's keeping him active. And then there's another one up there that's making a card table out of old pallets. I'd like to see that when that was finished. It'd be quite interesting. And they've got a young lady up there as well, and she's doing these arrows that are a little bit for, they sort of say things like reach for the sky, positive type stuff, the kids put around their bedrooms and so forth. So she's doing that. And other than that, they've just been doing small jobs around the place and slowly going forward.
Great. Now over to Millicent, and I know that the Millicent Men's Shed has taken over the community garden there. How are things progressing?
Yeah, they've taken over the community garden, and they've been starting to do a little bit of work with it. The old tin shed's been taken down, irrigation's been removed, compost bays have been built in, and they've got a number of people registered with interest in helping with the garden to re-establish it. And they also have expressions of interest from the for the garden from the Millicent Learning Centre, and they'll use that as part of their Dukes of Edinburgh award scheme. So that all seems to be going ahead fairly well. The other thing that they've got going on over there is the shed are registered for the Geltwood Festival, which is on again this year, and that's coming up in April, on April the 7th, and They've got their stall and so forth in the main street, and they need some helpers. So if you're in the shed over there, put yourself forward, because, as you know, that's one of your major money earners for the year. Mm. So, you know, they need to do that. And they've also commenced the plans, or started getting the plans in place for the extensions of their shed.
Exciting times for Millicent. Let's go to Port Mac, and they've been working on a few smaller projects.
Yeah, Port Mac, they've been making these toy trains up there, and so basically they're involved in still finishing them off and painting them up. And the other thing that they've been doing is making some shelving for the local library.
So let's head up the road to Robe, and what, they've got a meeting tonight.
It is actually tonight, yeah, in Robe at 7:30, and it's suicide prevention, and it'll be at the shed with guest speaker Tracy Wanganan coming along. The shed is situated at 8 Evans Cave Road in Robe, and any inquiries for that can be made to John Davidson on 0457 844 195. And of course, if they haven't got that number by hand, they can either give the station a ring or give me a ring at home, and I'll soon pass it on to them.
We'll certainly help out. We've got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning. We're doing a whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to. Speaking of meetings, well, Kingston have got their AGM coming up very soon.
Kingston have their AGM on the 4th of April, so I've been asked to remind their members, please put your foot forward and help out where possible, because many hands make light work, as we all know. And they've also been talking about their container that they received from the council, and that's now been painted and is in use. And the other thing that they've been doing up there is they're looking at sending a heap of new and used toys over to tools over to Cambodia. And they're still working on this idea. I believe it's in conjunction with someone over at either Penola or Narracourt. And more details will come about that later on. But they'll probably be looking for some donations for that later on.
All right, let's head off to the upper southeast. Bordertown been doing some work in their shed?
Yes, their solar panels are up, but they're not quite working at this stage. And they're still making the racks for their lean-to that the school kindly helped them build last year. The garden is still producing well, and the produce can be located at the local work centre. And as well, some of the members have been taking some of that stuff home as well. And recently they went to the Mundulla show, and they took one of their bowl lathes along with them and showed people the type of work that they can do.
Fantastic. Speaking of lean-tos, what, Keith's got a lean-to for their shed as well, and they've been doing a bit of work in there?
Yeah, they've got the racks up in there, and they've sorted out all their timber, and put into the racks and so forth, and turns out that they've got quite a sizable amount of leftovers that's going to go into firewood, so that'll be duly chopped up later on. Members have moved to purchase a couple of wood machines, and they'll be up and running sometime this week. And last week they had some orders for some raised garden beds. Well, they promptly got done very quickly by a couple of fellas that stepped forward to do that. And a decision to put ceiling insulation into the kitchen and meeting room happened over the long weekend, so they can miss out on the heat and the frosty mornings and make them a little bit more bearable. And also coming up is they've been rostered for to man the gate for the thousands that descend on Keith for the Diesel and Dirt Derby on the 23rd of March. So work is in progress for that.
Fantastic. Looking at what Tintinara's been up to and what they've finally maybe caught up with, a huge demand for garden beds.
Well, yeah, I've sort of said a number of times that they've been doing garden beds up there, and they finally caught up with what they had, and then all of a sudden they got another heap that came in. So they had a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, where they had a bit of grace and didn't have a great deal to do. But other than that, their fifth celebrations went off well, and they sort of said to me that it doesn't seem like 5 years has gone by since they started, but it apparently has on the 24th of February that was held. And a reminder that the history group display of photographs and memorabilia at the Coorong Gallery up there, and that'll be held on the 14th of April at 2 p.m. followed by refreshments. And the sheds involved with this, as I mentioned before, where they had the Juddy's saddle. Well, that's all been restored and apparently has really come up Mickey Mouse, and so that'll be on display up there as well.
Fantastic. Peter, let's head across the border. Casterton, looks like things have picked up a little bit for the Casterton men shed.
Yeah, just a little bit over there. They had a little bit of a meeting over there with some of the other groups and the ladies groups and the sewing and knitting group and a couple of sporting clubs, and they had a big get together over there and had a welcome to the area type of program, and because they had that, they actually ended up with two new members out of for their shed, and with the numbers that they had, it's nearly a 50% growth. And they've also been making trophies for the local polo cross over there out of old horseshoes and railway spikes, so that's been keeping them busy over there.
Good to hear. Coleraine, they've been working on some chairs.
Yeah, the Luchin chairs, and if anybody is querying what they look like, if you have a look at the old English racing scene and you see the chairs that sit around... that's the type of chair that they are. We've got a little bit of lace work and so forth on them, and very ordained and, upmarket type things. Well, apparently they've done about 20 or 30 of these so far, and they're finally catching up with them, but then they've got another three to do as well after that, so that's keeping them out of trouble. And the local bowling club have asked them to put some heavy-duty casters on the bottom of a cupboard, and the art group have asked them to do some repairs on a coffee table and small chairs. Besides that, they're just doing small jobs to keep them out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, speaking of staying out of trouble, what's been keeping the Nelson blokes out of trouble?
Well, Nelson were asked by the Dunavans Classic Boat Club to go over, and apparently there was a tree that was leaning over the boathouse, and it needed to be removed. So they went over and done that for them, and then after that, the other thing they've been doing is they've been running a sausage sizzle for Coast Care cleanup, and that's one that they do quite regularly. And also with the Road to River Festival coming up on the 30th of March, they're also going to be involved with another sausage sizzle there, so they'll be busy for a little while.
Absolutely, and that's always a great festival, usually big crowds, so they should do pretty well out of that one. Well, I think that's all the clubs. We've done the whip around, Peter.
We have. And heading over to Melbourne next week for the Victorian Men's Shed Association get-together for all the clubs in Victoria. So
fantastic.
Hopefully pick up some information over there.
Well, we can have a chat about that next time you're in to give us a bit of an update on what everyone's been up to. Peter, always great to catch up with you.
Thanks, Selena.